The Marshall High School football team keeps their playoff train rolling with an exciting win over Luther last week, 15-12. And they've got Mondovi coming to town this week for a Division 6 state quarterfinal as we bring in head coach Matt Kleinheinz. Coach, your team found a way to get done last week against a pretty pesky Luther squad.
Yeah, they were good. We knew on film coming in that they were a solid team. And, you know, we battled through some adversity. We had a bad end of the first half and a not great start to the second half. And they had to lead their early fourth quarter, and we were able to punch one in and then kind of held on for dear life. We got a big interception at the 1 yard line with about a minute and a half to go, and just was able to get one more first down, which was all we needed, and salted away.
Coach, I flipped on that game late just seeing Onalaska Luther throw that pick in the end zone. Just can I talk about that play and in your defense?
Yeah, so we actually took our senior defensive end, Wyatt Jennings. We knew we were going to have matchup problems with their big receiver, these big 6'7 kid, and our corners aren't very tall. So we had saw some stuff on film that we liked when they put him out in a solo set, and we actually took our starting D end, and put him out at corner when they went into those sets, knowing that they were probably going to throw him a jump ball at some point, and they did. And in that situation, and Wyatt was able to make a play. You know, Wyatt's a good athlete. He's been all over the field for us in his four years in the program. So it wasn't foreign territory for him to be out at corner, but it might have looked a little bit goofy to the average fan watching the game that we take our DN and move him out to corner. So worked out. Great job by our defensive coaching staff to sniff that out there. And obviously it was probably the play of the game.
You know, Coach, it's not like you're throwing Bruce Smith out there at defensive end and say you're going to go play corner. But when you tell a defensive end, a kid who's used to being rushing the passer and stopping the run, that he's going to line up at corner, did he get a weird look on his face, or how did you approach that?
No, he was actually really excited about it. I think, you know, if it boiled down to it, in an ideal year, he'd probably be playing somewhere at linebacker in the secondary. But, you know, we just kind of needed him at DN this year. As with any small school, right, you usually have kids that are playing out of position a little bit from where they would be if they were at a school a little bit bigger. And, you know, we got a lot of team first kids, and they're just willing to do whatever we need to do to win a game. And, you know, Wyatt's one of many of our kids that would be willing to do that.
Now, Coach, you like getting these grinder type of victories. How are you on the sidelines in games like this? You know, you get down the stretch, you know, games in peril, not sure which way it's going to go. Do you like to get those juices flowing? Do you like having games like this?
I'm a lot better than I used to be, but the difference is now that I'm getting older, I worry if I'm going to tip over of a heart attack or something. But we, you know, it's fun. I mean, it definitely, you know, the fans certainly enjoy it. They got their $6 worth on Friday night. And, yeah, it's a little bit nerve-wracking. I'll probably go ahead and take a running clock victory over a tight game. But it was good for our kids to be in one of those games. You know, I think it'll only help us as we go down the road here.
Coach, you got Mondovi coming to town. I believe the Clover Belt are runner-up this season. Just what can you tell us about Mondovi?
Yeah, good physical team. You know, they're interesting because they're really big on their offensive line, and they really road grader some people. But then you flip over to their defense, and they go small and fast on defense. They're as fast a defense as we've seen, and they fly to the ball. You know, they really get to the point of attack both offensively and defensively. So you know, we're gonna have our work cut out for us. They're built a little bit different than Luther. You know, so it's just kind of interesting the different styles of play you see come playoff time. You know, last week Luther's quarterback is 5'8", 5'9", you know, real quick, shifty little sophomore. And now this week we're going to see a kid that's, you know, 6'3", 6'4", still likes to run the ball, but isn't near as quick and shifty as the Luther kid was. So, you know, just the differing styles, you know, kind of makes it fun as a coach. You got to alter your game plans a little bit, you know, and the kids, I think they have fun with it too.
Now, Coach, their quarterback has run for 900, thrown for 1,100, then they have a 1,300-yard rusher. So they did look like they can do a little bit of both, run and pass.
Yeah, and it starts up front with their guys up front. They're very good up front. They, like I said, they got some size. They really do a nice job with their offense. They really create some nice walls and seams within what they do. Their back has great vision, really good feet. And the quarterback, you know, he just gets downhill in a hurry. He's a bigger kid, but he gets downhill in a hurry, and they run their stuff so well, and they're so good up front that they're able to do a lot of different things.
Coach, what are some of the things that have to happen if you want to move on to the semifinals?
Well, we've been telling our kids since we got the matchup, they are going to have to match their intensity and their effort level. I think we're looking at two teams that are pretty equally talented, and it might just simply come down to effort. And their guys play really hard. They play hard on every single play. And when we play hard, we're really good. But we have a lot of kids that play both ways, and there's, you know, they'll admittedly tell you their plays that they take off, and they're not going to be able to do that on Friday night because one of those plays they take off could result in a touchdown for them. So, you know, we have to match their effort level and their intensity. You know, after that, it's all just the usual football tangibles. You know, you got to take care of the football. You got to try and win the hidden yardage battle and special. Don't turn it over. You know, you got to try and create some turnovers with them. They don't turn it over a lot. So, you know, and you got to maximize your possessions. It could be a really short game. At the end of the day, they really want to run the football. We want to run the football, which means that clock is rolling and you might not get a lot of possessions.
Coach, who is the most famous football player to come out of Mondovi?
This is a great trivia question. I do not know the answer.
That would be Tim Crumroy.
Somebody said that earlier this week, and one of my coaches made a Crumroy reference, and I didn't pick up on it, but that would make sense now.
All right, Coach Matt Kleinhines, good luck to the Marshall Cardinals this weekend in the state quarterfinals against Mondovi.
Thanks, Wade.